Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 40 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 38 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 38 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 33 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 32 degrees.
Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Uniform Whiskey.
Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 33 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 38 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Sunny. 40 degrees.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Charlie Delta November monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 41 degrees.
have.
Everybody must be busy with the Michigan Pizza Party. Can't say that's mobile.
There's a Cuso party today?
Yeah, I think so. But, I wasn't ready for it.
Yeah, obviously I wasn't either, but, technically I'm ready for it. All my stuff put together, I just didn't know what to say.
Yeah, I think this is the first year they allowed FT8, too, but I know Captain Don is doing it. That's why we haven't heard from him in a while.
Where are you out and about to on a Sunday?
I'm going to McDonald's to get my adulting Minecraft meal deal. Because I need to have that Grimace toy for some reason. I don't know. I just saw it on the food review guy, and he said it was a good deal. And then the kids are getting a Happy Meal, and so, or whatever. I figure I'd take them out.
That sounds way better than the Quest Bar that I'm eating as I'm passing a McDonald's.
Yeah, I haven't had McDonald's in a long time, so when you haven't had it in a long time, it's better, but if you have it all the time, it's not so great.
I'm proud of myself. I only had 2 Shamrock Shakes this year.
Ah, very good. I had 0, because I forgot about Shamrock Shakes, but you can get mint chocolate chip ice cream at the store. Tastes better. So what has you out and about?
You are not wrong. That is way better than a Shamrock Shake. I'm headed to my dad's right now. We're going to chronograph some different ammo that he just bought for one of his guns, and I'm going to go shoot my crossbow, and I think we're going to go hunting tonight.
Yeah, go get rid of some coyotes, because they're creeping around. I saw some rabbits today, too.
Oh, yeah. If we see coyotes, they get shot, but we're actually shooting deer for an orchard. Special permit where we have to reduce the population.
Okay, well, that sounds like fun. And then you get to take home the meat, I'm assuming.
I'm going to be noisy for a second here. Yeah, we get to take home the meat. We have to take home the meat as part of the deal. You have to harvest the animal. And it's all fun and games now until we have, you know, ahead of them, and then it's like, well, does anyone want any deer? Because that's when we start to slow down, and we don't have anyone to give the deer to.
Yeah, is all this flooding going to help with your hunt? Or, I mean, I would assume that it would get them out of hiding because they don't want to be in the water.
I don't know. It's not a very big orchard, so it's hit or miss. Some days they're there, and some days they're not, or they come out after dark. I don't think the water's going to have too much of a say in how it goes. It's kind of just what they feel like doing that day.
Is it one of those apple orchards, like north of Armada, those orchards?
Yeah, it's west of 53, south of Armada. I'll give you that much. I don't want to dox them on the air, but I'll tell you offline.
Okay. Yeah, just waiting for my meal here. Curbside pickup.
Did you use your reward points?
I did, because, you know, the happy my kids are going to not be happy with the amount of food in the Happy Meal, so I used it on one of the double cheeseburgers or something. So, yeah, a little bit of a reward point.
The only way to get fast food now is you got to use the app.
Oh, it goes beyond food and all that stuff. I use it at gas stations now. If I go to an Exxon Mobil, I just open the app up and I pay to activate the pump. And you get reward points that way.
Makes you wonder, how far is this going to go? We can already grocery shop from an app. We already can get our food through an app. Now we can get gas through an app. What's next?
Oh, this is so funny. All the all the items come in like, I gotta take pictures of this when I get home, but all the items come in like Minecraft in boxes and things like that. You crack me up. I wonder if the hamburger's gonna be a cube.
Minecraft is the thing now. I can't remember what it was the last time I took the kids there. The toddler toy was some stupid basketball thing that, like, the kids broke in 13 seconds. So now it's Minecraft?
Yeah, it's to go with the Minecraft movie that's out in the theaters. And, so it's a gimmick. You know how McDonald's is. They like to, get in on the movies and things like that. It's Far Cry from when I was a kid. When I was a kid, it was all like these, they had all these themes for everything. I think the Happy Meals were better when I was a kid.
NADF. I second that. I remember vividly, I get like legitimate toys in there, like Hot Wheels, not Hot Wheels brand, but like die-cast metal cars, like all kinds of cool stuff, and now it just seems like everything is gimmicky garbage. I got some Sonic toys floating around in my truck. Those were pretty cool, but again, that's kind of like, that's my childhood, right? Like, I played Sonic on my Game Boy, so maybe that's why it appeals to me, but yeah, a couple times we go there, they get like sticker books, or the last one, like I said, it was like this little cardboard basketball hoop thing and like a ball, and it's like, well, what is a toddler going to do with that?
Well, it's supposed to break so that you throw it away and it's not choking after. I don't know. It's kind of funny how they're doing like adult theme meals now. So like the Minecraft it was a Big Mac meal basically with the drink, and it comes in like this Minecraft like cardboard cube thing, and it's kind of like, I think it's to appeal to like kids that have grown up and become, this was some of their childhood too, because Minecraft's been around for a while, so there's a lot of adults that remember Minecraft from the early 2000s and things like that.
They're marketing to the millennials now who have kids, so it's a double dip.
Is this what they call adulting? Like you're trying to be an adult, but you still have kids' tendencies?
I think so. I still have plenty of those, but I have to have some restraint and not do the, act like a complete child. But sometimes I see like Legos. I'm a 31-year-old grown man, and every time I like take my kids to the store and I look at Legos, I'm like, dude, if I had time, I would 100% buy this and build it.
Well, yeah, it's like a hobby like anything else. It's, they got the Star Wars Legos, and, those kits are really expensive, and you can tell that they make them for adults. They're just, because they're complex and things like that. But, a kid could do it, too. And, the other thing, too, is if you have kids, well, you tend to be, have the excuse that you can do kid things because you have kids and you're doing the activity with them.
I already plan on reliving a lot of my childhood through my children.
Yep, the next one's a Nintendo 2, right? Whenever that comes out. I saw the little announcement that it was delayed because of the tariff or whatever. But anyways, I'm home, so I'll let you get the last word in, and I'll talk to you later. Okay, see ya.
Yeah, do some research on that first. I think there's active subscriptions, and the games are $90 for the physical copy, $80 for the digital. So you might want to keep looking at that Steam Deck, but I will catch you later, man. Enjoy your McDonald's and ADDF.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 42 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Mostly sunny. 42 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Mostly sunny. 42 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees.
Thank you.
200-2.
UHF Hub, disconnected. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Sunny. 45 degrees. UHF Hub, connected to Flynn 600. Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. Remote already in this mode. UHF Hub, connected to node 53696. Node 53696 disconnected.
W8FU.
W-A-F-U. Yeah. What do you think?
What do I think? I think there's a lot to like about Royal Oak as I travel down Gardenia here off of Maine. There's also a lot to not like.
Too many people, if you ask me.
Oh, I don't mind that. I enjoy watching people sitting out on a in front of a coffee shop, having a coffee, watching the people walk by. I don't mind that at all.
Yeah, that all depends, I guess. I know housing is definitely more expensive than it needs to be.
Oh, yeah, location, location, location. So, if you want to be able to walk to things and have all the conveniences nearby, you pay the price. But then you got to be careful because you can have, there's good areas with that and there's bad areas with that. So, you know, it all depends, man.
Yeah, I know, just when we've been looking there, it's just, holy cow, prices are just astronomical. I mean, you get half the house for twice the cost, you know?
That is absolutely correct. Yep, you gotta really want it. But, you know, then the commute, you know, comes in the factor, has to factor in. In this modern age where we can work from home more often and you don't have to commute as often, you can mitigate much of that, some of that, whatever. But, you know, if you got to commute every day, I remember Farmer Ray making that commute every day down here. That had, especially in that big truck, that had to eat up a lot of that savings. Had to. But, I mean, it's what he wanted, so that's not the point. But if you're looking at it purely from dollars and cents, you gotta calculate that in.
Yeah, he had a heck of a drive. Would not want to do that all the time. They closed that office he was at, and now he has to go to Livonia when he has to go in.
Yikes. man, that's even worse. What, how often does he got to go in now, roughly? You know, just, is he a couple days a week or less? Or, geez, oh, Pete, that's a, that'd be a crushing ride for him. And then, not to mention the time. I mean, even if you start calculating the wear and tear and the, and the fuel and all that stuff, the time is valuable. How often does he got to go in?
No, I don't know. I haven't talked to him in a long time. I don't know. I know they have like kind of officially made their position to work from home or whatever, but, I mean, he was like a lab guy, so I don't know how much he can do that from home.
Yeah, anyhow, I do that all the time. Get on Zillow and I'll look at, you know, because I'm thinking about either dumping significant cash into where I'm at or just bailing and going to get what I want somewhere else. And so I start looking around, you know, I start looking not far from here, you know, because the grandkids are here now. And so I try to look in an area that doesn't put me much farther from them than I am now. And that does dictate, you know, staying in a fairly confined area. So, you know, when I check all the boxes for what I'd want and I start looking, you know, then I look at the price I want to pay, and now the, you know, the distance gets much greater. But, you know, if I push the distance out there, for what exactly I want, if I could get all the things I want and get it, you know, I'm, with very few exceptions, I'm pushing out towards, like, Fort Gratiot, something like that, which ain't bad, you know. The kids are in Grosse Pointe, so that's 94 all the way back and forth. It ain't horrible. It is further, but yeah, I get pushed out quite a ways when all the boxes are checked in my price range. Now, if I want to, you know, like you said, if I want to double it, well, then I could probably check all my boxes and stay down there.
Yep, yeah, that was, I had to stay within 30 minutes of the kids, so that kind of narrowed most of my search to everything around Flint. go south, it gets too expensive, and kind of anything else is, you know, it's either Flint or outside of Flint.
I've looked just for fun at hits that come up, you know, when I enter in all the things that I want, and Lapeer has always been attractive to me, so I always, you know, check around that area for something that checks the boxes, and, you know, of course, as you push around that a little bit, you get more over that way, but that is a long haul for me and the grandkids, you know, and so I don't know that I would want to do that. But part of the, you know, one of the big checks for us at this point is medical. You know, I know you're younger and not as important, but you start to get in your 60s and beyond, you better have decent medical. Not terribly far. And so that's a factor for me as well. That's why I'm looking at places, you know, that have something of a trauma center. So Lapeer, Port Huron, stay down here. I know Flint does, but anywho.
Yeah, I've been on a few houses. I looked in Lapeer, and I had one house I really liked, but that one was a big bidding war. It was in Elba, just outside of Lapeer, but yeah, just nothing. I don't know. I think I had about 3 or 4 houses that I put offers on, and I think the only reason I got this one is because it's a manufactured house and people weren't looking in that box.
So I do manufactured in a heartbeat. I've seen too many nice manufactureds to think that there's any reason why they don't stand up to a stick built. So, how I thought about doing a manufactured on this property. But, still am, actually. So, but, you know, that tears a whole bunch of value, you know, right to the ground, and it's like, you don't get that back. So, all right, I just pulled up with the Chinese food. I got to get inside. I'll be back on the radio in a bit. AB8Y from W8FU.
All right, AB8Y.
Good evening, 1900 hours, mostly cloudy, 43 degrees.
DRC, WADAP.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy, 40 degrees.
That ain't media.
Good evening, 21 hours, partly cloudy, 39 degrees.
Okay, very well.
Good evening, 22 hours, partly cloudy, 39 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, mostly clear, 37 degrees.